Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Florida high school is promoting witchcraft. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this was really shocking. I watched the video of the student as a minor was, you know, they have the morning announcement in school. You probably had those when you were growing up, right? Morning announcements. Well, on this particular Wednesday, they had a student instructing the other students on the announcement on how to cast spells, how to do magic, moon worship, and other witchcraft rituals. It was shocking.
It's very shocking. The school is in Orange County, which is in Central Florida. And this particular school has Witchy Wednesday. That's what they call it, Witchy Wednesday. And so they allow this student to come up and give this presentation, good morning, witches and warriors. And then the student gives the student's name and goes on to say, today is Wednesday, September 10th. This is the first day that they aired it. And this is the first episode of Witchy Wednesday. I'm here to guide you through your magical midweek journey every Wednesday. So then it goes on to talk about the moon yesterday on the 9th of September. And it talks about how there's a full moon coming in the near future. It talks about different kinds of ways to cast spells and gives them guidance on spell casting and using candles, paper, pen, and incense as part of their ritual presentation. And here the kids are, they're sitting there, and the teachers are sitting there, and all of a sudden this comes on the closed circuit announcements, their TV, in every classroom in the high school.
Yeah, and there was no option for them to opt out. There was no, you know, previous notice to this. So as a result, there were some obviously some concerned local community members requesting these opt-outs for their children. So we sent a demand letter to the Orange County Public Schools to intervene in this because, you know, if you're going to do this, then are you going to have a Christian day where they're able to share their faith on these morning announcements?
Yeah, I know. And then it goes on after they go through all these different ways to fold paper and to burn paper and all this other stuff. It ends with, quote, have a wicked Wednesday. And so this is going to continue on through the rest of the school year if the school doesn't stop it. So we send a demand letter, and we're asking for a couple of things and immediate reactions to this demand letter. Number one, these students and teachers and staff, they should be allowed to opt out of this so-called Witchy Wednesday. That's a given. They have a First Amendment religious free exercise protection. They cannot be forced to have that kind of indoctrination that's unrelated at all to their school curriculum. That's number one. Number two, if they're going to open this up to students, then they've just opened up the form to other students, which means that right after this, if somebody's going to cast spells, they need to allow a Christian student to be able to lift up the name of Jesus throughout the entire high school. What they can't do is give this over to a student and allow these students through another student to indoctrinate the entire school with this witchcraft. It's simply not called for. It is inappropriate, and it's a violation on so many levels. You know, the fact is, this announcement system ought to be used for just general announcements about what's going on during the school
day.
Club
is meeting,
clubs
that
are meeting,
kind of thing. Yeah.
Games that are taking place, any other kinds of things relevant to the school.
Right, but instead they get this video. It says there's a full moon coming up on September 18th where the energy is at its highest peak. Creating simple things like moon water and releasing rituals are good ways to cleanse and recharge yourself during this period. In other words, our first ever witch tip spotlight is a spell for enlightenment that I call Light of Insight.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it just continues to go on.
Ugh.
And, you know, they used, they said September 18. Well, it wasn't September 18. It was a different day because, you know, you always, it wasn't September 18 when the full moon happened. But at any rate, they're giving you this witch tip spotlight. the very first one of this series. It's shocking that this kind of thing would be allowed on the closed circuit TV. Again, just use it for announcements. It's kind of like these companies. Just make your product and stop pushing the radicalized LGBTQ agenda. Just make your product. You know, Cracker Barrel and some of these other companies, they realize when they veer off their product that, you know, people don't like it. There's a whole common sense group of people out there that say enough is enough. In Orange County, by the way, and in Seminole County, which is the neighboring county, just as school started this year in August, they were complaining about how many vacant seats they had because a lot of people were using the Florida voucher system to go to private and home schools, and they were leaving the public school. Well, this is exactly why they're leaving the
Absolutely.
Public school.
I mean, who, first of all, what parent would say it's okay for their child to do such thing like this? And then who approved this kind of nonsense to go on the morning announcements?
You know, it had to go all the way up to the principal of this high school in Orange County. The principal had to be aware of this.
Yeah, but then they give like Christian students, if they want to speak the name of Jesus in their graduation speech or they want to write about Jesus as their hero or whatever, they give them a hard time.
You wonder why it's like you're tone deaf. You wonder why your thousands of vacant seats this year, because your enrollment continues to decline every semester, every school year, I should say. And you wonder why? You wonder how you get those kids back? Well, you know what? This is exactly why the parents are pulling their kids mm-hmm. out of public school.
And remember, our taxpayer dollars are funding these schools. So is this something we really want to fund? We should be sending children to learn the basics, a reading, a writing, arithmetic, social studies, not witchcraft.
No. So this is Liberty Council got contacted from some of the concerned individuals there that were captive audience, really, when this happened and this came over the closed circuit TV. Imagine how shocked you would be you come to school and you hear Good Morning, Witches and Warriors.
And this is a student, a minor doing this.
Witches and Warriors, yeah. A student doing it. And they obviously allowed that student. They knew what the student was going to say because they actually say, this is not just the first time. This is a series. It's an ongoing series. And this is just the first tip. So the school had to approve the student and had to approve the fact that this would be an ongoing series called Witchy Wednesday, that this would happen every Wednesday. Every Wednesday when they come to school, this is going to take place. So pray for this school. It's in Orange County, Florida. Liberty Council sent a demand letter. And now the school is required to respond by tomorrow, in fact. That's their deadline, no later than tomorrow, to decide what they're going to do. And you know what? There's a lot of interest in this case, and we will expose this school if they choose to dig their heels in. They need to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. They need to, frankly, shut down the forum. There's no reason to have a forum like that. If you're going to have announcements relative to the school, not this indoctrination. Stop the indoctrination, whether it's LGBTQ issues or, in this case, witchcraft. Stop the indoctrination. Get back to the basics that schools are supposed to be focused on, and that is teaching the basics of learning.
And, you know, kudos to these local community members. I would assume most of them are parents, for speaking up. And that's why parents need to be involved. What your children are being taught, what kind of things are being thrown at them, and show up at school board meetings and have your voice heard, because this kind of nonsense has no place in the school.
And the good thing is, you know, when somebody like this contacts Liberty Council, we can represent those individuals. And if you want to have your name made known, certainly we will do that. But if you want to remain anonymous, we can send this letter on behalf, as we did in this case, concerned individuals that were obviously part of this. And so we will make sure, because other individuals are standing up, that their rights are protected and these children and the students, the staff, the teachers are not going to face this kind of witchcraft. I mean, amazing. Witchcraft indoctrination on a weekly basis. Who would have ever thought that something like that would happen when you go to high school?
And, you know, recent Supreme Court victories have proven that they cannot deny viewpoints such as Christian religious expression when they open it up to other viewpoints.
Yeah, they need to allow an opt-out if they're going to do this. And they also need to allow opposing viewpoints. I don't know if the school wants to do that. So the alternative is shut it down, get back to basics, and stop this witchcraft indoctrination. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.